Here's your weekly roundup of agriculture-related opportunities and other fun tidbits. The University of Alaska Cooperative Extension has some fun online workshops coming up. Thursday, August 27th, canning tomatoes. Extension Agent Sarah Lewis from the Juneau office will go over selection and preparation of tomatoes, packing jars, acidification, types of tomato products that can be jarred, and will demonstrate both water bath and pressure canning methods. On Saturday, August 29th, canning together with kids. In recent decades, the kitchen skill of preserving food in jars has skipped generations. Let's not let that happen again. Include your kids when you are canning your garden, fish, or game harvest. In this class, Extension Agent Sarah Lewis will cover a water bath recipe and how to safely use a pressure canner with kids in the kitchen. Having a pressure canner is optional. And on Saturday, September 5th, making homemade cleaning products. A few strong chemical cleaners have a place in every home, but most everyday cleaning and even deep cleaning can be done using simpler ingredients. You probably have most of these ingredients in your home already. In this class, you will learn to make simple, effective cleaners with ingredients you can be comfortable having in your home. To get in on any of these classes, visit www.uaf.edu/ces. In other news, the USDA has launched a new annual survey for farmers, ranchers, and private landowners. The survey will help USDA understand what it is doing well and where improvements are needed, specifically at the Farm Service Agency, FSA, Natural Resources Conservation Service, NRCS, and the Risk Management Agency. All farmers are encouraged to take the survey at farmers.gov/survey. It consists of 20 questions and takes approximately 10 minutes to complete. Responses are confidential and individual responses will be aggregated. The survey will be open for at least 5 more weeks. And if you'd like your property to be part of an agricultural study, the Alaska Division of Agriculture's Plant Materials Center is looking for 2-acre to 3-acre plots around the state to conduct alfalfa field trials. They have a cultivar that is ready for testing. Any landowners who might be interested in taking part in the trials can contact the Plant Materials Center at 907-745-4469. A reminder, if you're a local farmer or rancher and you pay to ship tools or feed or other things for your operation up to Alaska, don't forget that the deadline to apply for the reimbursement transportation cost payment is September 4th. That's the program that helps geographically disadvantaged farmers recover some of that cost. Save your receipts and contact USDA Farm Service Agency for those reimbursements. And finally, today and tomorrow, August 22nd and 23rd, Bunnell Street Arts Center hosts a land acknowledgement and sign installation at Tugecht, or Bishop's Beach, at the gazebo, part of their Tugecht Land Acknowledgement in Action. Bring house paint or acrylic paint, brushes, recycled wood boards, or old political signs to paint signs acknowledging Indigenous land and place names. Meet 2 to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 12 to 2 p.m. on Sunday, rain or shine.